What's That? Fridays and Saturdays, October 19th and 20th, 26th and 27th at the Paris Theater, 6 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up this morning on KBOO at 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Stage and CEO features the U.S. premiere of Hurl as the season opener of the Korub Theater. At 11:30, Art Focus talks to artists, curators, and critics. And all of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
Last day to register to vote. Right? Vote. You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. But we all agree that in this age of capitalism and Trump, voting isn't what it was originally intended to be. It was always a gesture, and at one point, that gesture did seem to have some credibility. Now, of course, the gesture has been drained, I guess, in the name of swampage, and instead of instead of electing the names on the ballot that we've done a little research, we seem to like their faces. Now it's really, it all just comes down to money and the Electoral College. You could easily buy the college. And it's been bought and changed hands a number of times, as we have seen. Nonetheless, vote. Because if it goes away, voting goes away, we're in serious trouble. As long as we have the, as long as we are able to vote, whatever it means, and we really don't know what it means these days, but vote, because elections, the kabuki theater of elections, is terribly important to be preserved. It has to be preserved. Maybe we don't know why or even how. Nonetheless. Weather for today, next few days looks like sunny skies and rather startling highs, around 72. And of course you've got wind, just in case somebody does drop a match on into those 72 degrees. We've got northeast winds 15 to 18 gusting up. Get this, gusting up to 30 miles an hour and more, right? So if you drop a match on anything these days, the conflagration has already begun. Overnight lows around 47, and for Wednesday tomorrow, 73. Winds dropping off a little bit, and overnight lows around 48. More weather, though. There are critical fire threats in California. And get this, persistent heavy rain in Texas. So, of course, that means nothing. There's strong in California offshore Santa Ana winds continuing to produce critical fire weather threats all over California. Gusty winds continue for portions of Northern California, where elevated to critical fire weather threats could be expected. And meanwhile, of course, Texas is getting a soaking. We may be able to reach Jody McCaffrey today because I wondered when I heard this news that the Ryan Zinke has proposed using military sites along the West Coast, of which there are a plenty, use those sites as export terminals for coal, which we're supposedly sending to our allies. Which begs the question, allies? What allies? Apart from Saudi Arabia and Russia, and the notion of allies is somewhat dubious. That's so we wondered about what this could possibly foreshadow. I found out just this morning that apparently that there's a lot of coal floating around in Jordan Cove, as well as LNG, and that methane is being extracted from that coal without permits, without proper permitting. They're just kind of out there, rogue coalsters along our coast. So, you know, it's worthwhile paying attention to some of these things. Back in Oregon, Cape Brown yesterday declared the Klondike Fire, which started 3 months ago, in southern Oregon. It has been officially declared to be a conflagration. It's not, and if you don't officially declare it to be a conflagration, it's just a fire, you know? It clears the way for the state fire marshal's office to send firefighters and equipment to try to put it out, which is highly, that's a debatable quest. The fire, the Klondike Fire, covers over 167,000 acres. We thought it was out. It's not. And here's the interesting thing is, damaging capabilities, fire's strength, or it seems perhaps even its purpose, is to destroy what was reported as homes, not houses, homes. Bad people live in houses. All the good people live in homes. They've got homes that are going to burn down. Well, they're pretty bloody stupid to build their homes right in the path of fires, which it's a demonstrable path, too, in many cases, although random acts of violence certainly have been known to spring up. So people just don't get it. They take that insurance money and they build another home with it, and that home burns down. And what is missing from this whole equation is that the rest of the species, the other species that are affected by fire, unquestionably, demonstrably caused by human activity, notably homes, right? We are rapidly turning the planet into a monospecies nightmare. because no one ever considers what war, what fire, what all of these different factors, for that matter, famine in parts of Africa, which have for years now driven people to eat bushmeat. But not you know, bushmeat, okay, well, it can be traditional in some cases, but it's also a great way to pick up a doozy of a disease, and it's again caused by famine, caused by a desperate need for protein of some kind, because of pressure of population in some of these places. So think about it: when these ghastly fires burning down everybody's homes, that they should have been built in the first place, and what about other species, right? As it's just. It's the stupidity and the venality is so extraordinary that it's very difficult to find words to express this. However, we got a little bit of good news here. Energy Transfer Partners Security. This is I suppose it would be considered good news. The resistors down in Bayou Country. Were virtually run over by Energy Transfer Partners Security. However, they did manage to make a point. They got it on the news, and for the time being, they are holding out in the St. Martin's Parish in Louisiana. Early yesterday morning, two boats were carrying some say around 15 wire protectors. And media officials were legally, I want to emphasize that, legally observing a Bayou Bridge pipeline construction. One of those pipeline water protectors may possibly be calling in. I don't know yet. I just see I have a message that it could happen. And in any case, what did happen, and without any doubt about it, is an Energy Transfer Partners Security boat passed by at an aggressive speed, intentionally causing a large wake that swamped and eventually, in fact, it did sink the boats, is what I see right now. All passengers, including a documentary film crew, narrowly made it to shore. And the boats did, in fact, sink. All passengers are accounted for and safe. Local people, the local Cajun fishermen, provided support. And water protectors and attending media were all accounted for and were able to make statements and in some cases got themselves on the news once again. And the more people that find out about what's going on and the possible fate of their water supply is, and the fate, of course, of the buyers, once people begin to this becomes more widely talked about news, the stronger the resistors are able to make their case all across the country now, everywhere. And we're going to get to a story from the Dakotas in just a moment if we have time. People standing up on behalf of water, it's finally sunk in that this is not just something free that comes out of a tap, but indeed a treasure that we are rapidly exhausting. We all know how critical North Dakota is for Democrats too, is in the political side of things, if they want to have a chance of taking back the Senate, right? And this has to do with water, believe it or not. There are stories coming out on Native Americans are key supporters of Heitkamp, which, of course, is why the suppressors came up with their latest blight on democracy. Native Americans aren't rolling over for some of the Soviet-style tactics for Soviet-Israeli and are determined that every person eligible to vote now more than ever can cast a ballot. This has not been an easy job, making sure that every person in North Dakota can cast a ballot. And to no one's great surprise, water protectors, Native American and having an even more difficult time with voter ID requirements that could affect a great many people. Heidi Heitkamp won her last election by less than 3,000 votes. So every one of those votes that are in play right now, every one of those counts. So they also, again, it's support from across the country too. In the Bayous, up in North Dakota, on the West Coast, East, everywhere, that there are pipelines. There is a battle, and we all of us together as a community wage that battle. We all have responsibility to become water protectors. Use it carefully, because it's not inexhaustible. This planet is not infinite. This has been Air Cascadia for October 16, 2018. Ray engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Ray. I'm Chris. Eric Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. And stay tuned.
Coming up this morning on KBOO, next is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Stage and Studio features the U.S. premiere of Hurl as the season opener of the Korb Theater. And at 11:30, Art Focus talks to artists, curators, and critics. All of this KBOO programming is made possible by member support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.